They knew the shooter was here, right?
Well, we gotta be done by 12:40, right?
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, so
let's begin. Okay, today's Megillah, today's shear, I want to give. Yes, everything okay? Yeah, of course. Okay, today's shear, I want to give the Schus Refuah Shleima of a baby. Her name is Yael Sara Bas Batsheva Malka. Okay? And she shared Refuah Shleima, Bezrat Hashem. She is my great niece in Eretz Yisrael. So, this other Shem. Okay, let's begin. You know, today is a Tainus of Tainus Esther, and really to understand Tainus Esther, you need to understand the din of Tainus HaKol Torah Kulu, and give it a perspective how it plugs in relationship regarding all the other Tanaisim. So, I want to begin like this. What is the source in Shas for Tainus Esther? Okay? So, we know, I gave you, in the first daf in the Seches Megillah, it states Beferish that there are different days, different calendaric days that you can read the Megillah. 15th, 14th, 13th, 12th, 11th. The 15th are the times of cities that are walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. And the 14th are cities that were unwalled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Why did they celebrate Purim and Shushan on the 15th? It wasn't walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So Gemara says later on, because that's where the Nase happened. Okay? Shushan was not walled. Now, the Gemara here on the first daf in Maseches Megillah, in the first Omen, so looks to, how do you know you can read the Megillah on the 13th? So the Gemara has the following line. It says, first of all, Megillah Nikras b'acharesu b'shneimasar b'shlosar b'arbasar b'chamishasar l'pachos v'l'yosir. I want you to know something, though, that the Yushalmi says you can read the Megillah the whole month. Please get everything down. Because it says the month was Hefach L'yagun L'simcha. Yes? There's a brisa that says, how can the Yushalmi argue on the Mishnah? He quotes a Tanit, Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson's a Tanit that can be cholik on the Mishnah. We need to wake ourselves up. Kabbalah Satay, we learned yesterday for the Chag of Torah Shabbal Peh. Says in brisa, Tanit Mishnah Reb Nosson, Kol HaChayrish Kashul Kriyas Megillah. Wow. Stunning Yushalmi. My time, my Chodesh Asher Nepach Lem Miyagun L'simcha V'Gomer. It's against the Mishnah. You're right, it's against the Mishnah. It's another Tanit. So it's a Machlis Bavli Yushalmi. Can you read the Megillah the whole other? Bavli says, Lo Yoser, cannot read it from the 15th on. 16th, you cannot. Yushalmi says, you can read it the whole month. We obviously pass it like the Bavli against Yushalmi. But nonetheless, we know there are four dates that are legitimate according to everyone from the 11th till the 15th. Actually, five dates, I apologize. So the Gemara asks, and they see the line where I underline, how do you know the 13th is good? So Gemara says the following there. Amrib Shimon Bar Yitzchak Shloshes says, Man Kihila Lakoli Lo Tzarech L'Rabuye. What does Man Kihila Lakoli mean? That the 13th of Adar was a day of congregation. And you don't need a pasuk to be marba why it's good. You don't need a pasuk to be marba why it's good. So Halach L'Maisa, we see that the 13th is good. Rashi writes, Man Kihila Lakoli, Hakol Nikolu Le'inakim Yoyveihem. Everyone gathered together to have revenge against the enemies. Bein b'shushan, bein b'shar makomus, k'mon sh'koz b'sefer. Hilkach lotzara k'ra l'rabuye, she roi l'kriya d'ikra anes bohaya. There's no need to find a mucker that it's roi l'kriya, because that's when the nes happened. So how does Rashi define zman kila l'koli? How does Rashi define zman kila l'koli? Rashi says everyone gathered together to fight the war. Is that correct? Yes? That's how Rashi defines Zman Kihila Koli, so the 13th of Adar is acceptable. Next page in the packet, if you look in the Rosh, Lemaisa, starts off, quotes Rashi, and then he doesn't what? And then he doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Why doesn't he like Rashi's pshat? He says, Nihi they gather together, but the Zman Melchama is not Gairim, why it should be a Kriya. Fakir, what should Gairim today is a good day for Kriya? A Zman of resting. It says, Kayamim Shernachu Behem Ayehudim V'Goyim. You know the Pasuk in Esther. It says, the days that they rested caused the Kriya of Megillah, yeah? So he says, what do you mean the Zman Melchama causes a day that's good for Kriya? So that's the first thing. He argues on Rashi, and he quotes the Ri. So the Ri says that the Bavli has to be read like the Yushalmi. What does Yushalmi say? The Yushalmi says, well, Yerushalmi has a Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? The Kal V'Chomer is that if the Megillah is read on what? If the Megillah is read on, let's say what? The 11th and the 12th and the 14th. So obviously the day itself, Lamaisa, is good too. It has a Kal V'Chomer. I'm going to read it to you. It says, Ami'atal Yikrubo. You shouldn't read it. The Gemara says, Lafan of the Akrav Koran. You read it on the 12th and the 14th. Bo ain't Koran. It's ridiculous. On that day yourself, you're not going to read. So it's a Kal V'Chomer. Okay? If you read on the 11th and 12th, and the 14th and 15th, you're not going to read it on the 13th? It's ridiculous. Of course you do. So the Yerushalmi has a what? A Kal V'Chomer. You got this?
Yeah.
Yerushalmi has a Kal V'Chomer. So the Rish says, why can't you read that into the Bavli? Why can't you read that into the Bavli, that the Bavli also meant a Kal V'Chomer, the 13th was good as well. You follow me? If the 11th and 12th are good, so the 14th and 15th are good, so obviously the sandwich in the middle has got to be good. Yes?
Yeah.
So the Rush says, I don't like that shot either of the Re. Because you know what? That's not the way the Gemara speaks. If the Gemara had in mind a Kal V'Chomer, it would have said it. Right? The Gemara doesn't, it's not the Derech HaShas to be so sim like that and not mention the Kal V'Chomer. If it was based on a Kal V'Chomer, the Bavli should have mentioned it. And the Bavli doesn't say it. So therefore, the Rush disagrees with Rashi's shot. He disagrees with the Re's shot. And then he quotes finally what? Who does he quote, Lamaisa? Then he quotes what? He quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, Lamaisa. He quotes the Rabbeinu Tam's shot. He quotes the Rabbeinu Tam's shot because Rabbeinu Tam says it should have said Zman Melchama too. He doesn't like the fact that it didn't say it in the Gemara. So therefore he comes up with his own loop shot, and this is the Makor the Rabbeinu Tam says. Please get it down. That you know what they did on the 13th? Zman Kila Kol Yidol gathered to do Tainus Esther. Please get this down, guys. Okay, come on. Let's go. Jacob, get it down in your notes. Okay, we started off saying that in order to understand Tainus Esther, you have to understand it based on the perspective of all Tanaisim and Kol Torah Kulu, and then compare it. Okay? Number one, that was number one. Number two is, what's the Makar of Tainus Esther? So we know that you'd read the Megillah, 11th through the 15th. The Yerushalmi says you can read the whole month against the Bavli. Bavli says you only 11th through the 15th. How do you know the 13th is good? Gemara has a line there on Beis Amarav, says, Zman Kilu Lakolhi. Rashi says they gather to fight. Rashi says they gather to fight. The Rush says, I don't like that. Because the Gorim of Kriya is Zman Menucha, the arresting. That's what caused it, not the fighting. So the Re says, you know what? It's talking about, you read the Bavli of the Yerushalmi, meant the Kal V'Chomer. If on the 11th and 12th you read, and the 14th and 15th you read, so the sandwich in the middle you got to read too. Yes? The sandwich in the middle you got to read, it's not the Kal V'Chomer. The Rush didn't like that either. Rabbeinu Tam didn't like that shot either. Why not? Because the Gemara should have said a Kal V'Chomer by us. It doesn't say a Kal V'Chomer. If the Gemara is going to say a Kal V'Chomer, should have said it. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Tam says, my shot is the following. They didn't gather together to fight. What is Man Kila Koli? They gathered together to fast. Amazing. And everyone came Slichas. We said Slichas this morning. Barachamim. And we find that Moshe Rabbeinu made a tainus when he fought against Amalek. When they went up there. It says the tainus Sibur needs three guys. The Chazi needs two guys on the side. Mikan Nirla Rabbeinu Tam, this is the Sad Mocker of tainus Esther. That we do Alacha Lomaisim. Okay, we don't find any other marker for it anywhere else in Shas except here. That's what he tainus. You got me? And in Mesecha Sofrim, it says that the Rabbi Sinai Shibamarav used to fast 3 days of Esther, even though Lomaisa was done in Nisan those 3 days. But we don't fast in Nisan, why not? Because that's the month where our Rabbi Sinai were redeemed and the Hukam HaMishkan, the Mishkan was built. So therefore we have, the Mechaber has actually Lomaisa notion that, let's get it down, there is a minute to fast 3 days, Bahab, after Purim, based on this. I don't know if you guys were familiar with that. So he quotes it, Lamaisa, Perik Yud Zayin, Maseches Avodah Zarah. I found it, though, in Maseches Sofrim. I found it in Chaf Aleph. You follow me? Chaf Aleph. It says, Mafsik in the Purim, Kaminig Rabbasid Shemar, the son of Shloshi Yomim, he made Tzom. Mordechai, Vester, and Prudos, Lachar Purim, Sheni, and Chamishu, and Sheni. And he don't do it in Nisan because of what we said. So I have it in Maseches Sofrim, Perik Chaf Aleph. Okay? Mesecha Sofra and Pirach Havav. Bahab is usually after what? After Pesach and Sukkot. Pesach and Sukkot, Bahab. Based on the Taisa Kedusha Pe'alaf and Medalaf. The end of the Mesecha. Because people speak Lashon Hara, they get out of hand, they need to Bahab. Makes a lot of sense as a Bahab after Purim. Sometimes, unfortunately, people get out of hand on Purim, which we should not do. We should be careful not to do it, Rachmana Litzlan. Okay? And do an Aveira, it's a terrible thing, Lamaisa, to make sure that we're very cognizant of it. It says it, yes. Also, I want you to get it down. Perik Yud Zayin, Alachadal, the Purim Shloshim Me'atzom. Amy Sam's a Ritzufin. So also says separate. So it's in two places we found it. Perik Yud Zayin and Perik Chafav, Masechta Sofrim. What is Masechta Sofrim?
After
Masechta Ketanis. There's 63 Masechtas in Shas, but there are Masechtas that are Ketanis also as well. And those are found in the back of Masechta Sofrim, like Avos Reb Nosson, Masechta Gerim, Masechta Kusim. Good to see you. Izzy, good to see you. Okay. So we got this chlor. So I want you to get this. So if somebody asks you, where's the Makor of Tanis Esther and Shas? What's the answer? Sech HaSoifrim. Perik Yud Zayin, Perik HaFalach, but according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's on Daf Beis Amud Aleph in the Megillah. That's what the Gemara means, Man Kilu Lakoli. Not like Rashi, you follow me? They congregated together for the fast. Okay, that's the Chiddush that we have. All right. So Lamaisa, we've introduced the establishment of the Makor of Tanis Esther and Shas, which is a tremendous Chiddush. Okay? So make sure we get this chlor halach lamaisa, and this is the smach of Tainus Esther. Now, there are a lot of problems, lamaisa, with the notion of Tainus Esther, which we have to be mazber. I want to look at the third page in the packet now, in Siman Tov Resh Pei Vav, where it says, Beferish, it says that in Sif Aleph, it says, Anchanaka Purim, it's mutter to fast, Lifneim Achareim, it's mutter to fast, halach lamaisa. Okay, it's mutter to fast. Lefneim acharem, it says beferish. It's mutter to fast, and then it says the Sif Beis, we fast on the 13th of Adar, which is today. If Purim comes out on Sunday, we fast on Thursday. Then the Ramah says aga. The tainizu ain't a chova. This fast is not obligatory. Lachen yesh lahakabo leitz atzorach. There's a room to be meko when there's a need. Kegon mubarosu minikos, if someone's pregnant or nursing. Someone cannot function properly, has to lie in bed. That's the definition of cholashim b'sakana. We mentioned that in Shir. V'afilu rak kov einayim. Even if a guy only has an eyeache, shim mistarim harbe lo yisanu. If he has a lot of pain with his eye, there's a special kula that doesn't exist on any other tainus, that he doesn't have to fast. However, yifru acharkach, he has to pay the fast back another day and fast another day in lieu of the fact that he didn't fast today. Aval shar brim lo yifreshu min hatzibor. Other healthy guys should not separate from the tzibor. They all must fast. Okay, we got that. Mr. Brewer points out here on the bottom. He says that pregnant women, even if they're not in distress or tzar, they don't have to fast as the shuas yankov and eliyahu rabba was machmer. We assume a yoledes is all 30 days were mekel. Now, what does it mean you have to pay it back? So the shuas yankov says this is just going on what? This is going on the eyeache. But someone who's a pregnant woman or what? Someone who's a pregnant woman or is nursing, she didn't have no chiv at all. She doesn't have to pay it back at all. And the Bach, Lamaisa, argues on this. But Lamaisa, that's the minig oilam. Someone has an eyeache today, you can't fast, you have to pay it back another day and fast, and in lieu of not fasting today. But a pregnant lady or a nursing lady are not mechiv at all, and therefore they don't have to pay it back at all. Halacha Lamaisa. And then he points out, if Purim comes out on what? On Sunday, we fast on Thursday. So what happens if you have a Thursday, Tainus Esther, and there's a bris on that day? So the way the Mishnah Berurah is mazer from the Ramah, not just the father eats, but even all the invitees, all the people that were invited also can eat. It's an amazing thing. But they all have to fast the next day on Friday. Okay? All the inviters. The father of the son does not have to fast. Halach lamaisa. And if you go to the last, the father does not have to fast, halacha lamaisa. And if you go to the last page in the packet, it was out of order, the Taz and the Rava argue on this and say, no way. They say the people that are invited have to fast, no doubt. The only guy who is able to eat is the Baal Bris himself, halacha lamaisa. And he doesn't have to fast tomorrow. Yes?
What about the Sandik?
Sandik, same thing as the father. Well said, Yonatan. But the din is the prima gunim says the minig is to be makel like the Ramah. I don't know if the minig, he says, the if you're makel like the Ramah, lo hifsid. I don't think the minig is like that, though. I think the minig is that only the Baal Bris and the Sandik and the Moel eat. But the guys who are invited, they shouldn't eat, the mice. But the Ramah does say if they eat, they have to fast tomorrow. Because you see this notion of Piron. A lot of people don't know this. You want to know Shas. You want to know Kolotarakulu. There's a concept Piron Tainis. Matthew. There's a concept Piron Tainis to pay back the Tainis. And in such a case, the guys would have to pay it back to inviters if they ate on Thursday. Okay, so what we have here, guys, is a kula of called Kovainaim, which you don't find anywhere else. I want you to get this down. Kovainaim, the kula of the Ramah, which you don't find at all. Kovainaim. So I want to build up Lamaisa in contrast Tanisesa from all the other Tanesim, and will give us a glimpse, Bezrat Hashem, the significance of Tainis Esther. If you look, Halach Lamaisa, it says this Kula Kovainaim exists by Tainis Esther. It's possible to suggest that we have a big problem with this. There's something called Megillas Tainis. What is Megillas Tainis? Megillas Tainis was a scroll that was found during the times of the Gemara that recorded all the 52 minor holidays that existed during the times of Beis HaMikdash. There were many miracles that existed. And on those days, it was usher to fast and have a eulogy. Tainis and Hesper was an Isser, the day before and the day afterwards. We have a problem. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it says, Baltim Megillas Tainis in Rosh Hashanah. Chutz Michanaka Vipurim. Megillas Tainis is Batla. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Chutz Michanaka Vipurim. It's except for Chanukah Vipurim. Except for Chanukah Vipurim, we got a problem. What's the problem? If Purim was not nullified, obviously it's not, then the issue to fast the day beforehand shouldn't be nullified. How do we have this fast today? The Ron asked this in Maseches Tainis. It's a bomb kasha. The Ron asked this in Maseches Tainis. How is it shaykh, Dani? How is it shaykh to have the institution of Tainis Esther when it says, Batla Megillas Tainis Chutz Mechanak Eve Purim? Then the issue to fast the day before should exist. So how do we have this fast? The Bam Kasha, that's what the Ron asks. So there is a Sefer called the Sefer Eshkol, one of the Rishonim, Dr. Soloveitchik told us, it was compiled by one of the Gedol HaAchronim, he wrote a parish in the bottom. They came out later when they found the Sefer Eshkol. Really was not the Eshkol. But the Sefer Eshkol has the following phrase to answer this Kasha. I want you guys to get it. The answer to this Kasha is that we know that there are four fast days throughout the what? Throughout the year. Those four fast days throughout the year revolve around the Churban Beis HaMikdash. They are Tisha B'Av, which commemorates the Churban Beis HaMikdash. They are Tzom Gedalia, which commemorates the assassination. Gedalia ben Achi was a governor of Judea who symbolized that there would be a flame of hope to restore the Beis HaMikdash as soon as possible after Churban Beis Rishon. Unfortunately, he was assassinated. The Navi tells us in Yirmiyahu. So there's a terrible depression of Klal Yisrael. What is the third? Third is Asura B'Tavis, when our enemies surrounded the Beis HaMikdash. And what's number four? Shivasa B'Tavis, when the walls were breached. They all revolve around the Churban. However, Tainis Esther has nothing to do with the Churban. Says the Sefer Eshkol, Tainis Esther is a Tainis of Simcha. Simcha! You don't need to eat and drink. You don't need to eat and drink to be the Simcha. You don't need a steak and potatoes and a salad and soup. Donnie, must be I'm hungry, right? You don't need any of that. What's the answer? The answer is that Tainis Esther, says the Sefer Eshkol, Tainis Esther is a Tainis Shel Simcha. I don't need to have this, the food and the drink. We can be spiritually happy without. I was in Shlichus this morning. Shlichus is not a steer to Simcha. We say Shlichus in Yom Kippur. We say Shlichus on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur there's no Avelis. There's a tremendous chiddush here. It's a tainis of simcha. What is usher to fast the day before Chanukah and Purim? Of tainis of what? Of avelis. A tainis that revolves around the Churban. Tainis Esther has nothing to do with the Churban. In fact, it's integrated into the day of Purim. In fact, Rav Shulti writes in the Sefer that when the Mashiach will come, it says Yemei Purim are not nullified. Yemei Purim? You know what he says Yemei Purim means? What does Yemei Purim mean? Which we're going to get to later. Even Tainis Esther will fast. Amazing. Even Tainis Esther. So let's get this. Even Tainis Esther. Tainis Esther Bizman HaMashiach. I don't know why he says that, because I would have just said it meant the Shushan Purim and regular Purim, but he says the whole deal. It's a two-day holiday. In fact, the Rav said it's a three-day holiday when you have Purim and Shuleshes. When you have Purim and Shuleshes, my son, I want to say maybe it's a four-day holiday. Because you have Purim and Shuleshes, what do you have? Friday, what do? If the 14th is Friday, what do? You read the Megillah and Matanos Avyonim. On the 15th, on Shabbos, you read Parshas Purim and Peshalach. And on the 16th, you do the Suda and what else? And Shalach Manos. So you see, it's a Purim Shlosh could be a 3-day holiday. I'm saying with Tanis is a 4-day holiday, which is a unique thing. Why we ever have this? But it says Tanis Esther will exist Shayach Afilu Bizman Mashiach. So please get this down, guys. It's a very sharp answer. How on earth can we have the institution of Tanis Esther? It's unacceptable. If Chutz Mechanakim Purim, if Purim still exists, then the Isra fast the day before Purim should exist. So why on earth are we fasting? The third says that's a Tainus of Aveilus is also. But a Tainus of Simcha is integrated into the day of Purim. And therefore, there is no problem at all, Allah Lamaisa. Filu Bizman HaMashiach. Filu Bizman HaMashiach, we will have this fast. It's an amazing Kiddush. Okay? So that, Lamaisa, is perhaps why we have this unique Kula, Dani, which is by an Ayek. You don't find that Kula anywhere else, because since it's the Tainus of Simcha, maybe we'll have a little bit more of leniency, which you don't have in the other Tanaisim. You follow me? Okay. Let's take this a step further. Please get everything with this, guys. We know when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, when do you fast it? When do you fast if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos? Sunday. Why is that? Let's get all the Nafkeminis, guys, that float from this.
Push it off.
The third Shabbat Pet. You push it off because Yom Puranusa. Yom Puranusa, push away. We don't want a day of calamity coming towards us. We push it away. Take a look in the Mordechai, the last page in the packet. Okay? This is the first Mordechai in Maseches Megillah. Mordechai writes, says as follows. He says, where I underline, he says, Vach Yisra B'Tshu is Hagoyin, Vav B'Darin, come on, Tisha B'Av, Ma'akrin, V'lo Makdimin. Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, push the summit, Shum De Puranusahu. It's a day of calamity. Day of calamity, I push away, yes? What about Esther? Why do you go to Thursday?
Look at the bottom.
Look at the bottom. That goes Marie in the Machatzes Shekel. 5 words he says. Yes? 6 words. About some Esther la lo pranusi. Whoa. Jump out of my seat. Some Esther la pranusu, right? I'm not a kangaroo. Yom Esther, right? Simchas Atayre. I can't jump like a kangaroo, but it's a Simchas Atayre we jump. So Master La Pranusu, right? What does La Pranusu equal? Simcha. It's a tainus of Simcha, Izzy. Therefore, please get it. So Master La Pranusu. It's amazing the lashon that he uses. So beautiful. So Lo Pranusu. It's a victorious thing. Ella what? Ella Simcha. So what do you do, Yonatan? Makdimin. What does Makdimin mean? You push it towards us. We love it. We love it. Yes, go ahead.
Why do we fast on Shabbos?
You never fast on Shabbos. You're never allowed to fast on Shabbos. That's Yom Kippur. Yom Shabbos, Shabbos.
We fast
on Kippur. No, that's the only exception. Shabbos, Shabbos. No, you're never allowed to fast. Unless a person has a bad dream, God forbid, on a Friday night.
We're saying it's a Yom Kippur.
I understand, but on Shabbos, Lomais, we say Halacha Lomais, it's a special Jewish cause of Yom Kippur. But there's a din of Kibud V'Oneg on Shabbos. You have to eat and drink. And also there's a din Halacha Lomais of Simcha, according to Sifri on Shabbos, which is a Chiddush. Yom Simchaschem Zoe Shabbos. It's all Shalom in the post code. There's a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, or just Onik. But there's a Sifri that says Yom Simchaschem Zoe Shabbos. It says Beferish. So that's a special din, Halacha Lomaisa. There is one exception we'll get to. If someone has a bad dream on a Friday night, the Gemara says you can fast on Shabbos, but he's got to pay it back during the week because he really shouldn't have fasted on Shabbos.
Well,
why are you able to fast on Shabbos? Because you get Onik from it that occurrence shouldn't happen to you, God forbid. Now, Mr. Brewer writes, Halacha Lomaisa, Mr. Brewer says if you have a bad dream, you should fast it. The Rosh Hashanah says it only if you're the type of person that it bothers you, you should fast it. If it doesn't bother you, then you don't have to fast it. But he suggests if you want to get stuck at the amount you eat in a day, whatever, $20 worth of food or $25, you give that to stuck. Okay? There's also, if it's really bothering you, you can go in front of a Beis Din, get 3 guys and they do a Tavas Chalom, which is a transformation to make the Chalom a good Chalom. Okay. So this is, please get this down. So how many Nafkaminas do we have so far? Number 1, Kovei 9. Number 2, what's number 2? It'll exist even bisman what? It'll exist in his man what? HaMashiach. What's number three? That we can be makdimim. Yes? You can bring it towards us. Tzom Esu La Pranusu. Okay, let's get this down now. Continuing. There is a chumrah. The Magen Avraham quotes. A lot of guys always ask me to shiloh. Okay? On a tainis, are you allowed to take a shower? So it's on Gedaya, they asked me. So they asked me in Sarbateves. So I always say, Mikra Din, you're allowed to. But the Magen Avraham says, B'shem Neshlah Kodesh, quotes a Baal Nefesh. Now, what does a Baal Nefesh mean? What's a Baal Nefesh mean when the Mishnah Berurah says Baal Nefesh? Means a guy's a what? What does it mean, Matthew? Let's get it down so we'll focus. Means a tzaddik, a chassid. He's trying to be a tzaddik, a Baal Nefesh. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Shlach Kodesh, there's a chumrah not to do take a shower on the what? On the other tanesim, on the four tanesim, on Tisha B'Av it's Mikra Din. On Tisha B'Av it's Mikra Din. However, there is an Indian, I want you guys to get this, okay? I always tell the guy, he tells me, Sarvatez Rebbe, can I take a shower? I said, Mikra Din, he can. Right? Mikra Din, he can, but I don't. But if you want to be a Baal Nefesh, you shouldn't do it. On Tisha B'Av, in Yom Kippur, it's Asur Mikra Din. Tisha B'Av, it's Asur Mikra Din. You want to be what? You want to be a Baal Nefesh. So I want you to get this down. What about today? Mr. Bruce says you're supposed to wear a big day Shabbos for Purim. You know that? You shouldn't feel comfortable. It doesn't look cool stuff. You do what the halacha says.
No, you got to wear a big day Shabbos.
Mr. Bruce says you should wear a big day Shabbos tonight and tomorrow. Okay, if you're wearing a costume, that's fine. But after you take the costume off, you should wear a big day Shabbos. That's what it says. No one should be embarrassed about what the halacha is. Okay? Someone make fun of you, it's not nice. First of all, I shouldn't make fun of you. Second of all, you're following the halacha. So, can you take a shower today? What do you say to get ready?
Yes.
So I want to tie it, even if you have that chumrah throughout the year, that you don't take a shower on let's say, Asar B'Teves, the chumrah of the Shlach Kodesh, I want to say on this day, it's mutter because of the Tanya Shel Simcha. Okay? Again, the Magen Avraham, Hashem Shlach Kodesh, Hashem Shlach Kodesh, he writes Beferish, he says,
Rebbe, is that your...
Shalom Lisrachetz. What'd you say? Shalom Lirchotz.
Is that your Kiddush, or does the Magen Avraham say...
Rav Schechter Shlita once alluded to it.
Yeah.
That on Tainis Esther, we would say, I won't have that chumrah. Because the Tainis Shel Simcha is integrated to the day. You want to look nice, you want to be prepared. So Allah L'maisa, I'm not saying you have to do it. I'm just saying, L'maisa, there's good reason to say, because it flows from the kula again of being what? A Tainis of what?
Simcha.
A Tainis of Simcha. Okay?
Wait, so they say you shouldn't shower?
They say throughout the year, Lomais, you don't fast on a regular Tainis.
Nah.
What I'm saying on Tainis Esther, even if you have that, they don't talk about Tainis Esther. That's what we're saying from the Skiddush of Tainis Shel Simcha.
Making deduction.
Okay? Alright. This leads us to the following now. Now, the Rambam writes, please get it, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tainis, and let's back this up. How many Sfarim are in the Rambam's Yad HaZaka?
14.
Rambam writes in the Hakdama, I mentioned this before, he was a big tzaddik, was not a Baal Gaiva. 1135 to 1204 he lived. He says, after I finish my work, all you need is a Tanakh and my Sefer. You don't need Shas because I codify all the dinim. So, every dinim Shas is geographically put in one of those 14 Sfarim. Where does he put Hilchos Tainis?
In Zman.
Excellent. Where would I have put it? I would have put it in Sefer what? Shoftim by Avelis, about the Churban. He puts Hilchos Tainis in Zmanim. Interesting. You know what that shows?
Yeah.
That's very telling that it's a Kedusha. It's a Mixus Yontif. And since it's a Mixus Yontif, Lamais, it has very unique what? It has unique qualities to it. It's a Mixus Yontif. And every Tainis is done has a partial Yontif to it. And how does it manifest itself? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Tes in Sifkat Nalef. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I used to think, oh, I could play ball all day while I was fasting. Strong man. You know what I mean? First of all, I wasn't so strong. Second of all, I was being an idiot because you missed the whole boat of the Tainis. The whole boat of the Tainis is introspecting to tshuva, not to prove you can play ball all day and no problem. There's the Isser to eat and drink sets up an environment that I do tshuva. It's not the ikr is not the isser. The ikr is not the eating. The isser of eating and the isser of drinking. The ikr is you treat this day seriously, we do tshuva. We try to make ourselves better, try to make goals for ourselves. and therefore the mixus yontif manifests itself halacha lemaisa in doing what? In doing tshuva. Okay? And it's a mixus yontif. So we have to make sure that we try to do tshuva the best we can. Maybe look over to Slichas if you said him too quickly this morning. I know I said him too quickly to keep up with the tzibor. But you look at him throughout the day today. What's the purpose of what? The purpose of the Slichas that we make sure is that we what? We realize that a tainis is a special day. It's not just a day where we're supposed to diet and lose 5 pounds. It's a day where we're supposed to what? It's a day where we're supposed to introspect and do a cheshbon and nefesh. And that's why the Rambam writes as follows in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudalim.
Also Tainis Esther,
though? Oh, we're going to get to it, yes, definitely. But the Rambam says, has an element of Simcha to it, but it definitely has it. The Rambam writes, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudalim, please get it. The Rambam says, Kol Hashori B'Tainis, Bein Shaya Tainas Al Tzaraso, Ochalomo, Bein Shaya Misane Imat Zibor, Al Tzarasam, Arizal Yinog, Idunim Ba'atzmo, Vel Yaka Rosho, Vulya Samech Vatov Leif, Eladoig Vonin Kinyan Shinemar, Mayis Onan Adam Chai Gerachatov, Mutalo Litom is Atavsu of Filibichli Revis, Ushlo Yivle El Toim Apoilit, Shachav Acham Ashton Tanisoi. What does the Rambam say? Says the Rav. The Rambam says the day of Tainis is a day of introspection. When does it start? It starts last night. Even though the Isra of eating and drinking is only 12 hours from the morning, but Lamais, it really started last night. And on a regular Tainis that revolves around the Churban, of course you cannot have a what? Can't have a party on that night. The Rav said it was usher to have a wedding on Lel Shavuos B'Tammuz, because it ushers in the 3 weeks. Rav Moshe said, no, you're wrong. The Isra of the 3 weeks starts in the morning, and therefore you could have a Tainis. So Machleis Rav and Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe's Igrish Moshe Orachayim Chelik Al Simen Kuf Samaches. But the Rav said, you look in the Rama. He says there's properties to the day. Even though I can eat and drink at night, but the bottom line is that I have to do tshuva. The mood is different. The mood is different, guys. Since the mood is different, Lamai says, a day of introspection, it's inappropriate to have a wedding. That's what the Rav wanted to tie in. So that's what the Rambam is saying. What's bizarre about that Rambam in Uchos Tainis?
Isn't the Shulchan say you're allowed to get married on Purim itself now?
We're talking about regular 3 weeks. We're not talking about on Purim. We're going to get to Tainis. No, we're talking about the 3 weeks. Remember the El Shavuos of Tammuz. Because remember the properties of a Tainis exist even at night. We're going to bring it back to Tainis Esther now. Okay, but I want to, before we do that, Yonatan, why does the Rambam say in the very halacha, when he talks about what you're supposed to do on a Tainis, he writes a very, very technical halacha. What does he say? It's mutter to taste the soup as long as you spit it out. Right? And then he says, if you've forgotten to take a drink from the water fountain, he says, oh, you still got to finish your tainis. People think, oh, you're done. It's ridiculous. Why do those technical halachas appear in the same halacha as the notion of the conceptual perspective to what a tainis has to be? Why does the Rambam conclude that halacha with these technical dinim? What do you think? What do you say, Matthew? I'll tell you why. It says, Rishulti, like this, the Rambam's convey to you that the Isser of Echilu Shti is not the Iker. You follow me? That's why if you drink by accident, you continue your tainus. That's why if you taste the soup, you spit it out. But the bottom line is, he wants to convey to you, is that the Iker is the introspection. The Iker is doing the tshuva. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, you see very clearly that concept applies. And therefore, I want to say like this, Yonatan. I want to say like this. Even according to the Rav Zatzal's pshat in the Rambam, that it's inappropriate to have a party, on the lel of a tainis. That's the tainis and the revolve around what? The Churban. But last night, would it be a problem to have a good mood, a simcha? Not a problem at all. That's what I want to point out here. Okay? That Lamaisa, since it's a tainis of simcha, we would say Lamaisa, it's a simcha that flows from it's a tshuva that flows from simcha. You'd be able to have a simcha and lel what? Lel tainis Esther. Wouldn't be a problem at all. I am makvin not to do that by the other tainis. Those tainis revolve around the Churban, Jacob. But this tainis revolves around what? Simcha. Integrated into the day. And therefore there is no reason to what? No reason to say that I can't what? No reason to say that I can't have a simcha last night. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, we got this so far? Clear? All right. Based on this, we can take it even a step further. Yes, Matthew? What do you say?
By that nafkamina from Rav Jolti,
yes.
Based off the Rav, would one, because we're saying the whole idea of all these other tanyos is that like it's not the Isra Chilishtia, they're supposed to bring us this kind of like looking from the other way, this negative side to tshuva, through like negative to tshuva. So would the svara be that by tanyos Esther, you come to tshuva by simcha, and like somehow on the fasting you should be b'simcha?
Yeah, definitely. The simcha flows from the simcha should flow from what? Should flow from tshuva.
So back to what Rabbi was saying.
The tshuva flows from the simcha.
I'm not going to do this, but is like, would it theoretically be okay then to like play ball if that gives you simcha?
No,
as opposed to the other times?
No, because we define simcha as being through the Torah.
Yeah.
Through the Torah, spirituality.
Shira to 6 o'clock.
Spirituality. They're definitely through the simcha. It's definitely spirituality through the simcha. Okay, we got this so far? Okay, now let's get the following. Now, it comes out, Halach Lamaisa, an amazing chiddush that Rav Shechter wanted to point out. There is a Mishnah in Maseches what? There is a Mishnah in Maseches Yuma Daf Pei Beis. And what does it say? It says that there's a mitzvah chinuch to mechanech our kids to fast on Yom Kippur. For a boy, 11 and 12 to do a whole day, 9 and 10 a half day. For a girl, 10 and 11 the whole day, 9 and 8 a half day. Yes? What about a chinuch about the other four? A young boy or girl below age, bar mitzvah, ein chinuch la'avelus. Ein chinuch la'avelus. Okay? There is no chinuch la'avelus at all. It's a very important din. Those kids do not have to fast in camps all the time. They ask for the shot. They don't have to fast in Tisha B'Av. Maybe you want to practice, but they don't have to at all. None whatsoever. Below the age, bar mitzvah. All four of them don't have to fast. But what does it say about Yom Kippur? They do have to fast. Yom Kippur has nothing to do with avelus. Why is it ein chinuch la'avelus? What's the purpose of avelus?
Negative.
But it's nehugei tshuva.
Yeah.
It's action. Nehugei avelus is nehugei tshuva. Cotton doesn't have to do tshuva. He doesn't do anything wrong. It's not chai for his actions. Why does it call it cotton klop al chedin yom kippur? Because that's part of the davening. It's nothing to do with avelus. Yom kippur is a vatal avelus. If a person is buried in Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur is a vatal shiva. The Miri says it's a mitzvah of simcha. Where's the mitzvah of simcha in Yom Kippur? The sudum of sekes. So that's why there's chinuch for what? Fasting and Yom Kippur. Ain't chinuch la'avelus, but there's chinuch l'tainis Yom Kippur, and you know what Rosh Hashanah wanted to do, Mechanish? Tainis Esther as well. Wow. Yom Kippurim, Kippurim. You should mechanach our kids to fast and Tainis Esther. Chinuch l'tainis of Yom Kippur, they what? Tainis Esther. Wow. That's a tremendous chiddush. There'll be a mitzvah chinuch to mechanach our kids to fast and Tainis Esther. Because the tainus of simcha has nothing to do with the avelus, none whatsoever. Al pi din, nothing to do with none whatsoever. So it comes out to be a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Okay, now where do we see that a tainus? Where do we see in a real way that a tainus is considered to be like a partial yomtiv? So number one, we saw on the Rambam the day of introspection. And the truth is that there were gedolim that fasted 24 hours for those for Shivasa Batamas, the Sora Batavis, and Som Gedalia, if they were living in a time of Cossacks and Nazis. It says that based on the Gemara. If you live in a time of anti-Semitism, you have to fast 24 hours. If you live in the Shalom Malchus, only 12 hours, like we do. But Lamaisa, it comes out, I'll prove it to you, that this day of Tainis is a real deal. What do I mean that it's the real deal? It's placed in Sefer Zmanim to show you that it's a semi-shabbos yomtiv, but also there's a the Raman and Sefer Zman, correct. It's also second time since Zman, correct what you're saying. But I'll tell you more than that, and that is that are you allowed to wake up in the morning and say I want to fast? What are the three categories of Tanesim and Halacha? Tainis Sibor, Tainis Yachid, and then a Tainis Cholom. So as Matthew pointed out very astutely, Tainis Cholom is the only Tainis that has no Kabbalah. You didn't know you're going to have a bad dream. But a Tainis Sibur and a Tainis Yochid, you really have to make a Kabbalah upon yourselves. Let's say a Yort site. If you want to fast on your Yort site, if a guy wants to fast on his Yort site, he has to say on the Mincha beforehand that he's making a net or he's going to fast tomorrow. Because you need a Kabbalah. There's a requirement to have a Kabbalah. You can't just wake up in the morning and say what? Say I want to fast. It's ridiculous. You treat something important, ain't kedusha bli achana, like the Rav said. Remember we used to say that? The Rav said he used to put up signs. right? Reb David Lifshitz, the signs of chizuk of. I want you guys. You see the signs about mechazik and limud Torah. That was from David Lifshitz. That was from Reb David Lifshitz. From the times of Merchodesh Adar, you're supposed to mechazik yourself in the starim and shirim and learn more until Pesach, and continue even after Pesach. But there's a special meaning in yeshivas to mechazik more Torah. So it comes out. It comes out like this. What's the chiddush we want to bring out? The chiddush that we want to bring out is the following. Is that Lamaisa, there's no doubt, there is no doubt that, you know, there is this notion of, you know, treating something importantly, you need a Kabbalah. You can't just wake up. And Kedusha Bli Achana. So therefore, I want to write this down, there's a formal requirement, says the Ritva, to have a Kabbalah for a Tainus. Where did that come from? That a Tainus needs a Kabbalah. You know what he says? Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif has a Kabbalah. Kimo, Shabbosos, V'yomim Tovim. We're Makabal Shabbos and Yontif very formally. You have to do the same thing when it comes to a Tainus. And therefore you have to make a neder at the Mincha beforehand. What happens if you forget to do that? So you say it verbally. You say it verbally outside the Shemone Esrei, after the Mincha. Okay? Someone asked me recently, he forgot to make that Ribbono Olamim. You know what I'm talking about in the Siddur, right? You want to hand me the Siddur there? You know, he told me he wanted to fast on his Yortzah, but he forgot to do the Ribbono. So I said, say it now. Say it now that you're going to fast tomorrow, and that's fine. I mean, it should ideally have been in Mincha, but the guy forgot. So you can say it verbally yourself. There's two shaded paragraphs. The top one is the neder where you take. So when it comes to a Tainus Yachin, you need a neder. What about a Tainus Sibor? Why don't we, when we dive in Mincha yesterday, why didn't we make this neder? What's the answer? Because it's already a self-imposed Kabbalah. Everyone knows when the Tainus Sibor is. I want you to get that down to, you know, what are the three fast days that the Gabbai does not have to announce, says the Shulchan Aruch. That's going to be during this week. Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, and what else? Tainus Esther, because everyone knows when Purim is, so everyone knows the day before Purim is Tainus Esther. Unless it's what on Sunday, then you fast on Thursday. So I want you to get that also. Hachraza. Lo Tzarich Hachraza. You don't need a Hachraza. Lo Tzarich Hachraza. You don't need a Hachraza when it comes to what? Tainus Esther. That's another Nafka meaning. Tainus Esther, because it's integrated into what? It's integrated into Purim. Everyone knows when Purim is. Everyone knows Yom Kippur is. Everyone knows the Tisha B'Av, you don't need an announcement. That's why I told you guys, it's a book of Shiloh, but no doubt, Tefillah B'Tzibur is critical. You always guys got to go to Minyan. That's why I don't like if you guys don't daven Mincha with us after Shir, you know? I'm afraid you might forget number one or two, and you end up daven Yechidus. Tefillah B'Tzibur you got to do, you never miss it. When you become older, when you get older, about a family, you never miss it. If something comes up, that's fine. I want to give you an example of this. Do you know, I know a guy who told me a story about another guy. He was in his office on a Tainus. He was in his office on a Tainus, and a few guys rent the offices next to one another. He looks in the other guy's office, sitting there eating a sandwich. He said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Oh no, I forgot it's a Tainus." You know why the guy forgot it's a Tainus? Because a guy never comes to Minyan during the week. A guy who never comes to Minyan during the week, how's he going to know when the Tainus is? Right? He literally ate, and he's a good guy too. That's another advantage. You got to make sure you're always going to Minyan. So the Gabbai doesn't need to announce my Tainus Esther, because of Chelek Purim. But the other Tainusim, he has to. So what I want to bring out here is that there's a formal din of a Kabbalah by a Tainus Sibor. The only one that doesn't have a requirement of Tainus Sibor is a Tainus Cholim, because you didn't know you're going to have the bad dream. But what does a Kabbalah show? It's like Shabbos and Yontif. It's something formal. It's something important. It's not just stam, you lose weight. It's a day of a cheshbon nefesh. I'll bring you another riot. There is a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Chav Dalim and Alf, that says we say Anenu. We say Anenu. Now we Paskin say Anenu only when? Only by Mincha. However, there was a sheet in the Gemara that says you say it even by Meir of last night. There is a sheet that says even by Meir of last night. How is that possible? You're eating and drinking. What's the answer? No, the answer is that because it's the night that ushers in the day. It's the night that ushers in the day, therefore it has a properties to it. That's a shame tightness. The day of Cheshbon HaNefesh has begun at night, Sveed. You follow me? So Rashi says technically because why? It's Lel Shemachnis Shemachtis Atayis. It's the night that ushers in the day. Yes? It's the night that ushers in the day. Is that clear? But what's the other pshat? What does the Yerushalmi say the Rif quotes? It says, Tainis Leilo Kishabis. Yes? It says, Shabbos Leilo Kitainis. It says, the Halachalamas Kilele Shabbos Kiyomo. That a Tainis, the Yerushalmi writes, a Tainis is what? Leilo Kiyomo Kishabis. That a Tainis, it's night and day, is like Shabbos. Now, every second of Shabbos, you know, is identical. You're not allowed to do malach on any second of Shabbos, right? Yeah? Some have a chumran that wear a tie throughout all of Shabbos. Why you take off the tie by Shabbos mincha towards the end? It's the same kiddush of Shabbos. What'd you say?
Tie.
I mean Shabbos mincha? Maybe more main olam haba accentuate. It's the same fakir. You should. You're saying fakir, you should keep the tie on, you mean? Okay. Okay. I don't know about that. Then you look like a fool. You know, you don't want anyone to make fun of you, right? So Lomaisa comes out. That's what I'm saying to you. What does it mean, Lelo Kiyomo? You're eating and drinking at night. What's the answer? Even though you're eating and drinking, but there is properties to this day. And they manifest itself by doing tshuva. So therefore, Halacha Lomaisa, you see Beferish, that there's another raya, Halacha Lomaisa. Another raya that a tainus has properties to it. And that properties exist by tainus Esther as well. Now, Lomaisa, the Ran is a comment in Maseches Tainus. He says, Lo tzarich kiddush b'tainus. Can you believe that? The Ran points out in Maseches Tainus that you don't say kiddush on a tainus. What do you mean you don't say kiddush on a tainus? Yashar koyach. You need the Ran to tell me you don't say kiddush on a tainus? Especially Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat and drink at night. You need to tell me a Havamina. I would really have a Havamina to say that you have to say Kiddush on a Tainus. That's a Peledic Aran, no? What's the answer, says Rajulti. And Sim and I involve in Orachayim. You know what he answers? Because since a Tainus is unique and special, that it's a partial Yontif, it has Kedusha to it, I would think they would need Kiddush enough, you would need a Kiddush to actually usher it in. Do you know that Lamaisa, I wouldn't drink it. What does the Gemara say on Yom Kippur? Why do we say on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, we say Shechana Yom Kippur, right? The Gemara says, why do you say Shechana on Yom Kippur? Because it's a Yontif. Who are you going to give the cup to drink? Do you give it to a young boy? You can't. Asa L'Misrach, he'll grow up thinking that the same Lasha we had in our Gemara. Asa L'Misrach, he'll come think he's a Shechit, so think he can drink on Yom Kippur. So we say Shechana straight up without a kos. We say Shechana straight up without a kos, because theoretically you could have done the same thing. Say Kiddush, you give it to a young boy on the fourth Tanais, and he doesn't have to fast, right? So, no, we don't say a Kiddush on a Tainus. That's what the Ran answers. But the Ran has a legitimate Havamina that you should say a Kiddush on a Tainus. So what's the answer? The answer is no. Even though it has Kedusha to it, and it's a special day, but the bottom line is that what? The bottom line is that it doesn't require a Kiddush, but I would have entertained a Havamina. And the truth of the matter is that there is a Taisvus in Maseches Psachim. There is a Taisvus in Maseches Psachim that writes, quote to Yerushalmi, that says, on a Tainus there's no Isser Malacha. Do you know the Chachamim went back and forth on Ham and Beis whether Purim there should be an Isser Malacha or not? Did you know that? The Gemara's conclusion is on Ham and Beis and Megillah, there's no Isser Malacha on Purim at all. None whatsoever. Now, what about Lel Purim? What about Lel Purim? So there's a machlokes, the Chasam Sofer and the Prima Gadim, where they're allowed to work. It says in Siman Tafrei Sadi Vav, Purim Mutar Basis Malacha. Yes? However, if the minig of the place is not to do malacha, you shouldn't do it. So the Prima Gadim says that's only in the daytime. Tonight you could do malacha. Yes? Until Nates. Yes? Even in a place where the minig is not to, we don't take the minig that to extreme. If the minig is not to work, Tzvi, then it's only during the day of Purim. But at night, Lamaisa, no problem. And the Chasam Sofer argues and says, no. That if the minig is not to what? Do work on Purim, then you shouldn't even do work at the night of Purim. So the Rav Zatzal said, he once wrote a thank you note to someone for giving him shalach monos at night. So you see from the Rav that he held like who? He held like the prima gadim that malach was mutter at night. But then again, you could say no. Is writing really a problem? When we say malachir, what are we talking about? We're not talking about the lametes malachas. What are we talking about? We're talking about the malach on chalomoid of Dovra Ovid, you know, where you're working hard, tircha, schwitzing. Now, writing is something that is schwitzing or not. Why is writing schwitzing? Because even though we take for granted the ability to write, but writing is a talent. It's a real privilege. It's a craft. Like on chalomoid, you're not allowed to write. It's not the writing of the lametes malachas. You follow me? It's a different type of malacha. And that malacha is a malacha shel tircha. So writing was viewed as an isser because it was calligraphy. It was a talent. So that's what the Rav, by inferring from that story where the Rav said he wrote the thank you note on Lel Purim, shows that he held like who? The prima gadim. That if there's a minig in a makom not to work on Purim, that's only during the daytime. But at night, Matthew, it's considered to be permissible. That's what the prima gadim, that's what the Rav fit in with. Whereas the Chassam Sofer said you have to be machma. But strictly speaking, the Gemara says, Al Adaf and Heim and Beis, there's no Isra Malacha on Purim. And so too on Tainis. On Tainis, there is never an Isra Malacha at all. But the Yushalmi asks, there's a problem. What does create an Isra Malacha? What creates an Isra Malacha? You're not allowed to go to work if you bring a Korban. If you bring a Korban, you're not allowed to go to work. So what's the Yushalmi ask? Tainis quotes as Amsachim Daf Nunam and Aleph. Let's get it, Matthew. How are you ever able to go to work? Every day the Beis HaMikdash was established, they brought a Korban what? Korban Tumen on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Frek the Yushama, how do you go to work? Isn't that a great kasha? The fact that a Korban is offered on your behalf, there's an Issa Malacha. So how do you go to work? So you know what the Yushama answers? There's a special heter. Basafta de Ganecha. There's a pasuk in Kriyashma. You should gather your wheat. If it wasn't for that special heter, you couldn't go to work. You tell your dads that. That's why you want the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Beis HaMikdash Lishi. So therefore, there's an Issa Malacha, but by a Tainis, there's no Issa Malacha. You follow me? Tainis doesn't cause Issa Malacha. Purim, there's no Issa Malacha either, Mikadir, but even, but Makom, they don't do a Malacha. You have to follow the Minig of Makom, but there's Machlaikis, Prima Gadim, so I saw that even at night. The Rav held like the Prima Gadim. The Rav held like the Prima Gadim that was Mutter do Malacha tonight, even in a place where they don't do Malacha.
Where so, don't they do Malacha?
What'd you say?
Is there anywhere we know?
I don't know. Certain communities, maybe they don't go to work. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, in certain communities, they don't go to work. If you live in a community where most guys don't go to work, then yeah, it's a serious minik. You have to what? You have to abide by it. Otherwise, you're overloti skoted. So we see b'feirish that there's chalois to a korban in a very, very serious way. Allah lamais. There's a very chalois to a tainus. So what do you see so far? What do we mention? Where's the chalois to a tainus? How many rayas do we show to it? Number one, the Rambam has tainus and sefer zmanim.
Yeah.
Number two, he talks about the properties of what? Of the tainus at night. And he combines it with a tekel and lachah, you're not allowed to eat and drink. If you taste the soup, spit it out. If you drink by accident, you finish it up. Because that's a technical thing. What else do we show? You need a Kabbalah, yes? Can't just wake up and there's a formal din. Comes from Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a Kabbalah. What else? Anenu's even said it what night? Lelo Kiyomo. Every second of Shabbat is identical, so every second of a tainus. I am eating and drinking because the point of a tainus is Yom Cheshbon HaNefesh, is Tshuva. What else do we say? The Havamina, the Randa, what? The Havamina, the Randa, you could say Kiddush. And we're talking about the Nafkimini to show the tainus is a what a chalais to it. The Randa has a Havamina, you have to say Kiddush for a tainus. Come on. Kiddush for a tainus, you're not allowed to eat and drink at tainus, so maybe give it over to cotton. Tisha B'av, you're not allowed to eat and drink at night. How can you say I would have a Havamina say Kiddush? Because I'm supposed to imbue in this day Kiddusha to it. That's what there is in this day. There is Kiddusha to it. Okay? There is real Kiddusha to it. So one Mahalach in Tainis is that it manifests itself in doing Tshuva. And that we have to do Tshuva in a very earnest, sincere way today. But there's a second Mahalach that you have when it comes to what? There's a second Mahalach that you have when it comes to a Korban. When it comes to Tainis. And that is, I want you to get this, the connection of a tainus to actual korban itself. You know what? The bottom line is when you offer a korban, there's a sefer written by the Ramah. He has 11 reasons there about korbanos. But one of the major reasons why we have korbanos, Yosef, can I trouble you for the sitter, please? Thank you. One of the reasons we have a korban is that we cannot kill ourselves. Isra of Ma'abad Atzvah Das, according to the Psyk, is Lo Titratzeach. lo titratzeach. It's an isra of murder, according to the psik, the Rabasi. But Minchas Chinuch says it's aser, of course. Aser of Adam Ma'abel Atzal, that's Rachmana Litzlan. Vachas Dimchem, right? The Nafshu Shechem, Parshas Noach. It's a terrible, terrible iser. But Lamaisa, what I want to bring out is that when you bring a korban, you're really trying to offer yourself. You can't do it. You can't kill yourself and put yourself on a korban. Shech yourself, come on. But the Rama says on a spiritual level, you put your nefesh into the korban. It's like you're offering yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once heard from a great goyin in Muncie. Forgot his name. Tamachachem Gadol. Last Mishnah in Gittin says when a couple gets divorced, the Mizbeach cries. Why dafka the Mizbeach? Because the Mizbeach is a place where you're supposed to offer yourself. This man and woman didn't offer themselves enough to one another. And therefore, Rachman al Islam, that's why this Mizbeach dafka cries. Very powerful pshat, no? You hear that pshat? Very powerful. So the Mizbeach is really a place of offering. You're really supposed to offer yourself. But you can't do it physically, so you do it spiritually. And that is what we say in the Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Zayin, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Please get it. Where is it quoted in the Shulchan Aruch? It's in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Where is it? It says the Simen Tovkuf Samachay Sif Dalet. Tovkuf Samachay Sif Dalet. We say the Ribbono Olamim. And it's in the shaded paragraph, the second one, Ribbono Olamim. The diminution of the bloods and fats. If there's a word bloods, I think it is, plural blood. The diminution of my blood and fats on this day of Etinus should be treated as if I offered myself on the Mizbeach. Amazing. It's a beautiful lashon. We have to say it today by Mincha. Ribbono Olam. You know, there's a machlokes. What's better to daven on a Etinus Sibur? Mincha Ketana or Mincha Gedola? Machlokes Rashi Rush. The Sharatzion says, everyone agrees though, there's a machlokes throughout the year, what's better to daven? Mincha Ketana or Mincha Gedola? But on a Etinus Sibur, says the Sharatzion, everyone agrees Mincha Ketana. Why? Because if you say, I ain't it too early, you don't finish it off, the fast, you get sick, God forbid, you don't fast it, turns out you lied retroactively. So that's why you want to push Anenu all the way towards the end of the day. Now in yeshiva, Barov Amad Asmelech, all the yeshivas, a lot of guys together, so most yeshivas, the minis, they daven at the Tainus Sibur. But in shul, that's why I wait to daven with the shul, because of that sharp seeing. But it says in Mincha, says the Ribbono Olamim, the second, you see the second paragraph? Second paragraph in the shade we have to say tonight, for the Yulatzon, says the diminution, the Basmam is Minishkayim, the fats and bloods that should be Hashem should treat as if that the weight I lost on this day should be as if I offered myself on the Mizbeach. Thank you, Yesu. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that there are properties of a tinus like a what? Like a real korban. Mamish like a real korban. Properties of a tinus, mamish like a real korban. So this brings us to the Ramah. I want you to get it, and Mesech is needed. Not Mesechus, then Hilchus need. Where's the Ramah? Ramah says, Simen Kuf Pehe, excellent. Simen Kuf Pehe, Sif Dalet, excellent, Matthew. There the Ramah talks about, there's something called in Halach in the Poskim called Chuvas HaMishkal. You ever heard of that? Chuvas HaMishkal is that there are some early Gedol Achroinim and Rishonim talk about if there was some specific Averis done by a guy, is there certain things that he should do for tshuva? It's called tshuvas HaMishkal, the weight of the tshuva. So you have the following scenario. Unfortunately, you have a man that lived with a woman who is anidid. A man that lives with a woman who is anidid is chayav karis, God forbid. Now, even if he doesn't live with her while she's menstruating, but he lives with a single girl before she went to the mikveh, she never went to the mikveh. But she's not menstruating at that time. It doesn't make a difference. She hasn't gone to the mikveh. So if a guy lives with a girl before she went to the mikveh, if she didn't go to mikveh, that's why we don't allow a single woman to go to mikveh. The only single woman we allow to go to mikveh is a kala, is about to get married. Otherwise, why else is a single woman going to the mikveh? Right? We don't allow that. The mikveh lady has to know who it is. lamaitz. Otherwise, we don't allow it. That means you're giving a public policy that you're allowing the man. It's an isser for them to live together out of marriage. It's not a chiyuv me. It's not a chiyuv karsus. You go to mikveh. They don't want to get married. They want to live together. So we don't accept that in halacha. That's why we don't allow a single woman to go to the mikveh unless she's a kal, is going to get married in 3-4 days, right? But let's say, God forbid, a man did this. A man live with a woman, either while she was menstruating, she's a nida, or he live with her and she had never gone to mikveh. Even though she's not menstruating that time, she's still a nida. She's not menstruating, but she didn't go to mikveh. If a woman doesn't go to mikveh from her menstruation, that means she's not nida, even though physically she's not menstruating. We know this din, yes? Very important din you got to know. That's why if you're dating a girl, you can't touch her. She's a nida. Chibuk v'nishuk, Lomai says, L'shem ha'noah, is yarval yavar. Machli's Ramam the Ramban. According to the Ramam, it's a yarval yavar. Someone takes a gun to my head and says, hug a nida, L'shem ha'noah, is yarval yavar, according to the Beis Yosef. Machli's Ramam the Ramban. Nick's dancing is a yarval yavar, says the Chofetz Chaim. Machli's Ramam the Ramban. That's why you have to be very, very... That's why you have to be very careful about these inyonim, Lomai says. Okay? That's why there's a din yichud. You have to be makvin the din of yichud. Yichud is an independent isser according to so machleish Rashi tells us it's an independent isser. Also, it's a shiaga what can lead you to be it.
Why is mixed dancing?
Because you're doing the shem hanah. It's chibuk v'nishuk. So it's chibuk v'nishuk. You're doing the shem hanah. It's yarav al yavar. You're touching a nida. It's a din of yarav al yavar. Nida is an erva. Nida is an erva. We pass like the ram that nida is an erva. Rabbi Natan says isser of nida is not an erva. We paskin like the Beis Yosef like Ram that the issue of need is yarav al yavar, alach lomais. That's why the mixed dancing is a yarav al yavar. Can't allow it. So let's get this. But I want you to understand the Machlis Ram the Ramban, right? Now, if you hug, let's say your aunt lomaisa, you're not allowed to hug your aunt. You're not allowed to kiss your aunt, but you're not doing that l'shem hanoah. So that's not yarav al yavar, but it's still wrong to do. You have to explain it to her. I love you, but you know, Allah says I can't touch you. Okay. Now listen to this. You say it in a nice way. So here we have a man. Here we have a man that a man comes to me. Now, I don't know if we would say this practically, but maybe we would. Guy comes, I'm not going to, let's say it's not a practical case, but a guy comes and says he was bowl and needed. And he feels terrible, he wants to do tshuva. So the Ramah discussed this. The Ramah in Siman Kuf Pei Sif Dal says you must fast 40 days. And I'm not joking. 40 days, the Ramah writes. Now, that's not a big deal. Why is it not a big deal? Actually, it is a big deal. I should take that back.
Nowadays,
of course it's a big deal. You eat at night. Eat at night. The Ramah didn't mean the 24 hours. And then eating at night. Okay? All right, I'm not saying it's easy. It's not saying it's easy at all. It's hard. We're fasting now. I'm talking about steak and potatoes and salad, right? Did I ever tell you the story about the Rav with that?
No.
The Rav, when he came to America, he said, my father, all of a sudden, I don't know if you know that from older people, my father always used, not always, but he used always to eat a lot of his meals with bread.
Okay.
Every meal with bread. I said, Dad, why do you got to have every meal with bread? But he, even though he was born in America, but his parents were from Europe, they always had bread was a staple, you know? So the Rav said a similar thing. He said he came to America, you have steak, mashed potatoes, and a salad, and all you say is bring a fushas. He said he felt terrible. It takes 3 seconds to thank the Abishter. Here you had a great steak, a salad, and because a Muslim, at least you say a bikavana, it takes your time. He said he felt guilty. Because in America, it was a new thing. They didn't have bread all the time. You have steak, salad, and potatoes, and soup. And a bread of fossils, and you're done. So he felt bad about that. Okay, so this guy, Lomaisa, comes, and he did this terrible thing. The Ramah says you got to fast 4 days. Not easy. But at night, you can eat. But the Ramah says, 1 second, Matthew. The Ramah has the following lashon. I want you to get this. He says, Leil Tainis, the night of the Tainis, you can't eat meat or drink wine. That's what he writes. So you got to have milchiks. You got to have macaroni and cheese, except on Shabbos, of course. But they'll have macaroni and cheese, right, and fish. The whole 40 days he's fasting. No wine, no nothing. He says, it's inappropriate. You're fasting during the day for a terrible event you did. And you break it out, and you end it, you know what I mean, with steak and wine. So that's what the Pisrei Tshuva in the Torah Shlomim says in the bottom. When the Ramah said at night you don't eat basar yayin, what did he mean? Did he mean the night before, or did he mean the night afterwards? Now, why would it mean the night before? Why would it mean the night before? It would mean the night before because every halachic day begins when? At night. So it's inappropriate that you're going to fast tomorrow and introspect for your Tibbalin and you're having meat and wine? Come on. So I understand why it might mean Leil Tainis the night before. But why would it mean the night after the Tainis, Matthew? What's the Sfarah to say the night after the Tainis? What do you think? What's the Sfarah to say it meant the night after the Tainis? What do you say? Yosef, what do you say? So you know what the Torah Shlomim says? What's the one area in halacha that the day begins, the morning begins the halachic day? Chulin daf pe gimel. What's pe gimel amaraf? What's the one area in halacha where we start in the morning and goes into the evening, like a secular day? Lavdolos, Karbonos. Excellent, Svi. Kachim are the only category. But since a tainus is like a korban, you got the chop? Since tainus is like a korban, here you are. You're fasting, you're doing tshuva. You're fasting and doing tshuva, and the night after the tainus, you break it with what? Buster v'yayin? It's a joke. Gourmet steak with wine, salad, soup, mashed potatoes, however you want to say it. Okay? Add everything on. Chicken, veal, whatever you want to say. You can add everything on. Is that appropriate? That you break the fast in such a way? Not a chance. The mood should go into the evening. And therefore, this guy that was bowling nidu, who's fasting 40 days, he cannot eat meat and drink wine at that what? At the end of the times. You follow what I'm saying? You got it? So that's the svar to say it goes into the night afterwards. So there are Mr. Brurin, and now there are some poskim, I want you to get this, that extend this Ramah, and I try to follow this, our family chose. I never break a fast day with fleishiks. Because they extend this Ramah to all fasts.
Isn't there one that there's a
mitzvah? Oh, you hear what I'm saying? Let's ask. Sora b'teves. Tzom gadayish razim b'tamas. I will not break with fleishiks. Not only with that, last night, the meal beforehand, my wife always makes milchiks. Yes? So the night before and the night afterwards, you always have milchiks. Because we extend this chumrah of the Ramah. Now the Mishnah Berurah argues on this. Mishnah Berurah says it's only limited to a guy who did such a bad aveira. The only fast where you can't break with fleishiks is what? It's Tisha B'Av. Because it goes till the 10th, in the 10th of Av during the midday. But any other fast you can break with fleishiks according to Mishnah Berurah. But some folks can extend this Ramah against the Mishnah Berurah. Some have a minig like this. We have this minig. But when it comes to what? Yom Kippur! When it comes to Tainus Esther, which is the Tainus of Simcha, last night you could have fleishiks, and tonight what? Tonight also you could what? Tonight also you could have fleishiks as well. You follow me? Tonight also you can have fleishiks as well. Because why? It's a Tainus of what? It's a Tainus of Simcha. You follow me? Now, I don't recommend it health-wise. I don't recommend it health-wise. At the end of Yom Kippur, eat a fleishik meal. Or at the end of what, tonight, to have a fleishik meal. But the bottom line is, it flows into the tainus of Simcha. So let's write that. Basa v'yayin will be appropriate, l'maisa, on Yom Kippur and on tainus Esther. Because again, it's a tainus of Simcha. That's the chiddush we want to bring out. You follow me? Amazing. Now again, like I said, I don't recommend health-wise, but you do understand, and it makes sense. Basar v'yayin for what? The meal last night. Lelel Tainus Esther. And what else? And Lel Purim. You follow me? And I want to bring a raya to it. Do you remember we learned with the Rav Yaw? What did the Rav Yaw say? That if you do a Sudas Purim Belial, what did the Gemara say? Lo Yatsa. What did Rav Rishonim learn that? That you do the Suda when? You do the Suda in the daytime. You do the Suda at night, you're not Yotze. But what's the Rav Yoh Shita? The Rav Yoh says, no. You need a Suda's Belial, and that's all you did. That's why you're not Yotze. You need a Suda Belial, and what else? And Biyom. So the fact that the Gemara says a Suda did Belial, certainly according to Rav Yoh, there was a what? There's a notion of having a real Suda. I would venture to say that Suda was made of fleishiks, right? No?
You're not drinking that
Suda? The din of chaylish mesume is only when you're to the Suda, and that's in only the daytime. You shouldn't get drunk in general, which we're going to talk about, l'maisa, which we're going to talk about in general, chayotav bir halacha quotes, if you miss my river, mevaza someone, you hurt someone, you miss the whole boat of the din. So this is the chiddush that we want to bring out. Now, I was wondering, it says in the Rambam, the Perish Mishnayis, the Rambam says in the Perish Mishnayis, listen to this, that there's a din of Tosefis Tisha B'Av. What kind of, there's no Kedusha to Tisha B'Av. This is Mr. Malachi. Yes, there is. There is kedusha to a tainis. So maybe there's a din of a Tosefis Tisha B'Av. Is there a din of Tosefis Tainis Esther? Maybe. Maybe extend the fast a little bit. Don't have to get a food and drink immediately right after Meir at the Megillah reading. Maybe you wait 3 minutes. Maybe wait 3 minutes. Tosefis Tainis. The Chiddush of Tosefis Tainis exists. Tosefis Tainis. So Lamaise comes out and this is an interesting shtickle that if you say Yom Kippur is Kippurim, where is Tosefis D'Oraisa according to everyone? I'm Yom Kippur. Tosefis Yom Kippurim D'Oraisa. And if you pattern what Tainis Esther after the Yom Kippurim, there should be a dinner. Tosefis Tainis. So for 2-3 minutes, guys, maybe wait. And you be a mensch when you fat, when you sit and eat the meal, you wash, you think about the bracha motzi. Don't cause a bracha in the tzricha. I see that so often. Guy's so hungry, he wants to eat something quick. Then you cause a bracha in the tzricha. You didn't need that bracha. If you would have washed, you wouldn't have had to say that bracha. You gotta get the drink. You gotta get the drink of orange juice. Come on. Wash, say a motzi. You don't need the shahakol. Do everything b'chochmo. You have to do everything b'chochmo. Okay, you got this mahalach? On Tainis Esther, this is how it becomes integrated. Today is a very unique, special day, and that's why you have this kul of what of the Kov Einayim. We want to say that exists by what? Exists by Purim, it exists by Tainis Esther, but no other what? No other Tainis do we have this. Okay, I want to get now to mahalach on Purim and B'machshove, and then we have to speak about the Parsha. Okay? Please get this, and I stress to everyone, fulfill the drinking with the Ramah, like we said, go to sleep, and only be shasude, and you shouldn't be mazik anyone or hurt anybody. Allah lamaisa, Rav Avadia has a very blazing tshuva about it. Someone hurts someone on Purim, even though you damage someone's property by accident, it could be your potter, it's like if you damage someone's property at a wedding, your potter, but not damaging someone's emotions. That there's no heter and all, none whatsoever. Okay, and that we should be have a good Shabbos, and on Sunday we're ready to learn Halacha L'maisa, because next week we have to start Chazara after we finish L'maisa. Sunday, I want to finish up what we have to do, and then we got to start Chazara next week. So we have to push for the Torah, motivation of the Torah. Okay, let's get to Mahalach. I want to get to on Purim. It's a very, very fine sefer written by a goyin in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Emanuel Bernstein Shlita, a great goyin. He wrote a sefer called the Devar Mikra. And he develops this theory, which I thought was a beautiful theory. And that is that in the end of the Megillah, in Perek Tes Pasuk Afalef, it says, "Lios osim es yom arbasar lachodesh adar, es yom chamishas arba b'chol shana v'shana." No other chag has 2 days yontif like this. We only have yontif sheni in the other yom tov because it's fake yom. But here there was a prescription by the chacham to have 2 different days. Yes, you can really ask why is that not a problem? Lotis koded it, and the Ramban actually asks that in the beginning of Megillah in his Chidushim. How is it not a problem Lotis koded it? What does Lotis koded do? You can't have 2 separate groups. Remember we mentioned that a few days ago? What was the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbi Lotis Koda do? Does anyone remember? Rashi said Yavamish shouldn't look like what?
Two different Torahs.
Excellent. What did the Rambam say? Shlo Yarba Machlokes B'Yisrael. Excellent. What was the Nafkamina? By a Minig. Right? By a Minig, according to Rashi, it's not Torah, so therefore what? There's no Isser. But according to the Rambam, it's going to cause a Machlokes also. The community has a certain Minig not to work on Purim. You shouldn't work on Purim. Okay, so after it's all said and done, obviously it's not Lotis Koded, it's not a problem. But you got to ask yourself, why was it made in such a way that it was just 2 different days? In fact, we added on, you know, Purim Shulesus and then that's the 4 days. Why was it made in such a way? So bizarre you don't find my other chag. So I want you guys to get this. It says in Pasuk, Paragimel Pazaches, Yeshnu Am Echad Mefuzar Mufurad Ben Amen. Haman says there's a nation out there that they fight, you know, basically, and it's not a joke, and I don't mean it as a joke, that everyone always makes a joke, but it's not funny. There's 2 Yidim in a town, there's 3 shuls. It's sad. That's exactly what Haman was basically saying. He said they're scattered, they're fighting. You know what? I can get them. I can get them. And the way that we are matzel ourselves from Haman and Amalek is to solve this, Jacob. And it says in the Pasuk, in Perichas Pasuk Yad Aleph, Likahel Lamod Al Nafsham. The only way that we can misaken and have Atzolah is through gathering together and to ma'orer the emotions that we have towards one another to become one aguda. And what did Esther say to Mordechai in Perek Dal, Pasuk Tet Zayin in the Megillah? Lech, and take this time today, guys. Take the time today, look over the Megillah. Lech, kenos, is called Yehudim. Excellent, Matthew. Come gather everyone together, not just in a physical way, but in an emotional way. All the chaverim. Don't be a guy like, oh, you're having a suda with your chaverim, there's a certain guy you don't ask. Don't be like that. We've discussed it. Include all the guys. That's what the spirit of Shalach Manas is. Two fine as three is a crowd. That's America, that's Western civilization culture. That's not Yadus. That's not the halacha, the fabric of Purim. Bring everyone in. Don't look askance at a guy. All the tries to always be inclusive. Don't be the guy that only speaks to a guy only if there's no one else to talk to. You know those types of people. You talk to a guy no matter who's there. You only give the guy a time of day when no one else is there. You cannot be that type of person. That's the spirit of Purim. And he continues in a very, very strong way. The Gemara writes in Megillah on Yudbeis Amud Aleph, why were the Jewish people at that time chayav klaya? Klaya means destruction. Different day is in the Gemara. But one opinion says they bowed down to the tzel and made Nebuchadnezzar. You know, Nebuchadnezzar, his granddaughter was Vashti. You know that. You know, the Malbim says very beautifully, a lot of people think that Ahasuerus was an idiot. He wasn't an idiot. The Gemara says he was a hedgeo. Hedgeo meant he was a commoner. He had no royal blood in him, but he was a smart guy. That's why he married Vashti to get into the kingdom. And therefore, he usurped the whole 127 provinces. He was a wise man. He wasn't stupid at all. Many people think he was stupid. This is Malbim says the whole thing's wrong. The beginning of his Peirush and the beginning of Esther develops this whole theory. And he says very beautifully, listen to this. When Klal Yisrael has Achdus, is in Medrash Tanchum and Shoftim Simin Yirches, when Klal Yisrael has Shalom and Achdus, that even when they're doing Avodah Zarah, the enemies will not get us. Did you hear what I just said? I'll give you a ride during the times of Achav. You know Achav? Ahab. Achav, terrible king. He was a horrible guy, but they had Shalom and Achdus. They were doing Avodah Zarah, but no one messed with them. No enemies messed with us. Because if you have Achdus, it'll be Miskabra and the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. But since we had no Achdus, that's why Haman almost got us. That's exactly the Pshat. And that's exactly what the Netziv writes. I want you to get this. The Netziv writes in his Hakdama to Bereishis. You know the Netziv. Hey, McDovah. The Netziv writes, Jacob, in his Hakdama to Bereishis, what is Sinas Chinam? Beautiful definition. I never saw this till last night. You know what he says? He says, Sinas Chinam doesn't start with just being baseless. He says, you know what? A lot of times it starts with the following. One guy's over to Hashem in one way, and that guy's over to Hashem in a different way. He's not doing like me. What does he have the right to serve Hashem in that way? Bothers me. It bothers me. I can't stand that. I don't like the way that he's over to Hashem. And therefore, there's a very, very yerchashah that there's a psul in him. And you think there's a mitzvah. Kol l'shem shamayim. Think there's a mitzvah to hate the guy. You start saying this whole drasha, oh, the guy's a terrible guy. Rachmana litzlan. Till it ends up being seen as chinam mamish. Till the end, till the next day, it turns out, though, he's wearing something, you know, a color you don't like, you hate him for no reason. Turns out to be baseless hatred. But it starts off being that he has a different type of avodas Hashem. So if that's the case, it comes out, halacha l'maisa, and this is very beautiful, is that Purim, Lamaisa, is rooted in Purim, Jacob. This is what I want to bring out, is the remedy to this. That it's a two-day holiday. There are Yidim that observe it on the 15th in the walled cities, and we respect them, and we love them. And there are other Yidim that observe it on the 14th. And there are even other Yidim that read on 11th, 12th, and 13th, the villagers. And we respect everyone. But it had to be, Izzy, built into the Chag, this recognition there are different drop in the Sur Hashem. You follow me? And we have to have harmony between all of us. And that is why Dafka Purim is such a strange chag in the sense that it has what? That it has 2 days. Unlike any other day, because it needed to be rectified and built in. And that is why, grant of Lo Yavor, we Paskin, you can't read the Megillah after the 15th, because that's already too much. But as long as within the rubric of Shulchan Aruch, certain persons, Sfardim, Chassidim, Litvisha, Tzioini, Yeshivish, Haredi. Doesn't matter, it doesn't make a difference. We're mechabit everybody. As long as you're observing the Shulchan Aruch, and that's why it's built, and that's why you have Shalom Kamonis, is so critical that we even have a shliach. That might, according to one opinion, remember we learned a week ago, you have the 23 nafkiminis on the board. Yes, that is likuva because you have to include everyone. That's part of the chag, guys. That's part of the chag, and that's the essence of it. And that's why it's built in. Now, what were you saying? Or you had your hand up earlier, Matthew. What were you saying about the chassidim, about the tainus?
I was saying that I think we learned it last year. That I think it's the Baal Tanya says that nowadays we're like a weak generation, so we don't do all those tainus and siddufim.
Yes, Tainus Mishkel. Generally, we don't do that. Allah Almighty. Reb Moshe as a tshuva, where his son, he was either Reb Reuven or Reb David, when he was 21, asked Reb Moshe, could he take on fast, extra fast? Reb Moshe said, no, you need your strength to become a Talmud Chacham. He says, you shouldn't take on extra fast. Okay, that's the first Malach I wanted to get to. Not a second Malach. Please get to this. And then we got to get to the Parsha. Okay? That was the first Malach. Second Malach is I want to bring out, again from Rav Bernstein, Shlita of the Great Goyim. It says in Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, in Perakhes, Pasuk Tet Vav in Nester, the Gemara says, Lekulam nasan l'ish chalifos smalos, l'binyamun nasan shalosh meos kesef, chamishim chalifos smalos. The Pasuk says in Breishis, Perak Memhe, Pasuk of Beis, I forgot which Parsha it is, I think it's Vayigash or Miketz, that why on earth did Yosef HaTzadik give five suits to Binyamin? So the Gemara Megillah that Zayim and Alf comments on this, he's showing favoritism. Efshir Davrish in Starbo Osu Tzadik Yikashobo, Dama Rava Bar Machasya Mar Avchama Bar Guria Mar Rabbi Shvil Mishkel Shnei Shloim Milas Shosiv Yaakov Lo Yosef Mishar Echav Shniskaga Al Davri Yardav Asim Nisraim. The fact that Yaakov favored Yosef with the what? Kisonis Pasim causes it to go to Mitzrayim. So how could it be that what Yosef does the same thing to favor Binyamin? So what's Gemara's answer? Amar Binyamin Bar Yefes Remes Lo Shasid Ben Latzeitz Vimenish Yatzim Lefnei Melech Chamisha Lovush Lovushe Malchus Shnemar Mordechai Yatzim Lefnei Melech Lovushe Malchus Tchelis VeGaymer. Wow! The Gemara's answer is that what? It was a hint to show that the Binyamin would have a descendant that would also walk in five suits or five wardrobes. Five robes. Who's that? Mordechai. Now, how on earth does that answer the kasha of the Gemara? No, it's a very difficult Gemara. So, he has here, of Bernstein, many, many comparisons between Yosef HaTzadik, the story, and Purim. It says Mishnah L'melech. It says Asaras HaTabas. It says they made a Mishnah. It says Nisi Yisrein. Inni Nisi Yisrein V'chesem Enei Kol Aroim. There's so many things, halacha lemaisa, you know, the sleep, you know, caused the greatness for the tzaddik by Esther, the chalomos of Paro. There's many, many comparisons, guys. You know, Bigtan and Teresh, their plot to assassinate. The same thing with the butler, you know, the butler and the baker. There's so many comparisons. So he develops such a beautiful mahalach here. And that is that lemaisa Yosef was able to bring the internal to the outwardly. He never had a problem with serving Hashem. It didn't make a difference who was around him. Didn't make a difference at all. He always had the ability to what? To be connected to Hashem no matter what his environment. That's why Yosef, no ayin hara, ever what is sholet on him, the Gemara says in Brachos. Because his inside was the same as the outside and he was kulo tahar. And therefore is kulo kadosh. And therefore, an ayin hara is from the outside. It doesn't bother him. It doesn't hurt him. Because the fact is, the pnimius of Yosef HaTzadik, ben poras ali ayin. And that's what really came out with Yosef. And that's really what happened, lemaisa, when we accepted the Torah. Yesterday, we had a whole different mahalach. Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbalpeh. Yes? Yesterday, we had a whole, I want you to listen on the computer, please. Yosef puts them up every day. Okay, you listen. Schus that you do good on your exam, Bezushem, okay? But listen, if anyone listens, we should listen. So we re-accepted the Torah willingly when? On Purim. Yes? So what's going on here? What causes on Purim to re-accept it willingly? How many years were there between the Kabbalah Zatar and Purim? About 1,000 years. What, there were no Nisim in between that should have caused us to what? should have caused us to accept the Torah? It's a great kasha. Why all of a sudden was it Purim that did it? Why all of a sudden was it Purim? So the pshat is the following. The Maharal writes in the Sefer Or HaChadosh that we didn't really eat Machalas Asuras. The other day in the Gemara it says, causes clients because we ate Machalas Asuras at the Suda. He said, we didn't eat the pork. We didn't eat the bacon and ham, the clams and the oysters. We didn't eat the lobster. We didn't eat that stuff. Chas v'shalom. You know what it did, though? We wanted to be like the Goyim. Oh, we wanted to be like, you know, Hollywood. We wanted to be like, you know, high level of, you know, enjoying Western civilization. That's what they were doing. They wanted to fit in. They wanted to basically assimilate. And we become weak in the Torah, the Rifidim. That's when we're in trouble. And that's when Mordechai refused to bow down to Haman. Because you know what? He refused to bow down to Haman because he wanted to what? He wanted to show, Lamaisa, to everyone that we are what? We are not managed by what? Coincidence. We're managed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he went out of his way to show that we would be saved through HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very irregular way. Look at the whole story. It wasn't done through a regular way. That's why he had no problem in doing it irregularly, because he wanted to show to everyone that we are what? We govern everything through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's in charge. And the thing that changed in this door is that a lot of times, you know, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Gittin. You're familiar with this Rambam? I think I once mentioned Perek Gittin, Perek Beis Halacha Chaf. You have a husband who's a recalcitrant guy, refuses to give a get to his husband. What's the din? We beat him up until he says what?
He wants it.
Until he wants Rotsani. Because when he says Rotsani, it's the Pintel Yid that comes out. He really wants it. We really wanted to accept the Torah at the time of our Sinai, but something was stopping us. But by Purim, the Emes came out. Hadar Kiblu Mechashverish, because that generation understood what it meant to mekabel the Torah. What it meant, we wanted our innards to be like our outers. We wanted to be like Yosef, es Elokim ani yareh, no matter what. And once that came about, and that's why Mordechai forced the situation to be able to say that we are going to do it through the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, once he forced the situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and we show that we're Tocho Kebaro, and that we care only about what? It's Yir Shamayim. We don't want to be like the Goyim. We want to Fakir. We want to what? We want to be the Amanivkar. That's when we were ready to accept the Torah, because it finally came out. The Pintel Yid came out. And that's the pshat in the Gemara Maseches Brachos on Chof Testament base. Please get it. Eliyahu Navi said the Rav Yudah, Achved Rav Salah Hasidah. Three things. What were the three things? Don't get angry and sin. Yes? Don't get drunk with wine and sin. And then also what's number three? Number three, he said, when you go out to the derech, consult with Hashem, and then go out. What's the commonality, says the Maharal, in these three things? What is the commonality? You go out. Go out means you go out of yourself. On Purim, you're really supposed to go out of yourself in a very special way. Chai v'nish l'besume. But that special way of going out is only when it's what? When it's inside, you can show your inside. Some people, Lamais, if they get drunk, they do terrible things, and you can't do it. But Reb David Cohen, Shlita, the great Gaon in Brooklyn, they say when he got religion said about him, when he got drunk, he was saying Torahs. When he was saying Torahs. And that's what means Yotze L'Derech. Despite the fact I'm Yotze L'Derech, what am I? Es Elokim Ani Yareh. That's the Pnimius of Purim. And that's what it means that we want our Ritzonenu Lasot Ritzonecha. We want our Ratzon. Where's the Gemara in Brachas Taftet Zion? We want to be Yotze L'Chutz with the notion of Purim, the Sidkus, the Kedusha of Purim, to show our Pnimius. And therefore in a state of sleep there's no problem showing you. So that's the second Mahalach I wanted to bring out. And lastly, we close with something from the Parsha. And that is very quickly about Yoshua. You got it? You got to go? I want you to get this. All right, have a safe Purim. Okay? Last thing we'll close with is from the Parsha about Yoshua. Yoshua is called a what? What is Yoshua called? Yoshua is called a Nar, a young lad. How old was he? He was 56. Says the Ibn Ezra. You call him, man is 56, a young Nar? Yoshua never left the oil of Moshe Rabbeinu. What was unique about a Nar? A Nar is always striving to do more and more. He's always striving to do more and more. I'm sorry, he was 54 when he's called a Nar. He's always striving to do more and more. He would do the slightest thing of Narus, cleaning the Beis Medrash. But it's that she'ifa, that desire, to always grow and become bigger and bigger and bigger. That's why I want to say Lamaisa. That's why it's connected to Purim. Malachim are static. We either go up or we go down. If you're like Yehoshua, who did Moshe Rabbeinu say to fight Amalek? He spoke to Yehoshua. The connection between the Rebbe and the Talmud, the Messiah, will beat Amalek down. Rav Huttner has that Amalek tries to break the connection from one door to the next. But a Rebbe to a Talmud, Dafke, breaks that what? Amalek. Because we have the Messiah. And he had no problem ever leaving the Ohel Moshe. At the age of 54, he's a Nar. Because he's willing to what? Always grow and get stronger. And that is why Lamaisa, he is known Lamaisa as Yehoshua bin Nun. Why bin? Always says ben. Why bin? Because bin is a notion of what? Navon. He was always learning, never enough. He's always growing. He was the Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu because he was Navon, always growing and learning. And that brings us to the Gemara in Tzmura and Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Gan Eden, he said, Yehoshua, ask me any of your questions. You know what Yehoshua told him? I never missed shir once. I know it all. He wasn't doing his gaiva. I never missed shir. I know all the shiurim. I know all the terutzim. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was upset. He forgot, Yehoshua forgot immediately 300 halachas. Immediately he forgot. What's up? 700 sveikas arose in Klal Yisrael. What's going on? So Rashi says there that Moshe Rabbeinu was upset because he was not as great as Yehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu was so impressed with Yehoshua, he knew everything, that Moshe Rabbeinu was upset. You follow that? But Rav Tzuriel Lamaisa says he was a what? Rav Tzuriel says that he was a big onuf, Moshe Rabbeinu, of course. He was a big onuf. So how could it be, Lamaisa, Moshe Rabbeinu, with the onuf mode, was mitzvah that he wasn't as great as Yehoshua? No? So you know what Rav Tzuriel says? It's a different shot. You know what he says? He was upset because Yehoshua, who his whole life had shown, I'm growing, I'm growing, I'm growing, now he seemed to imply that what? He knew it all. And that stunted him. And that stopped him. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is upset. So it's a Musar Haskel for us, guys, that we always have to say, Pisu Li, Shari Tzedek, Hashem should open up, Zeh Hashar Lashem. Hashem always wants to open up. If we work, we work, we work. We always want to work. No matter how old you are, to become greater and greater, to make a connection to the previous diaries. You make a connection to the previous diaries, it will beat out Amalek. Because Amalek wants to break that connection. The more mechazik, the kesher to the tzirufat diaries, the Rav said, to bring a link to the future and the past through the present, then we'll be beating out Amalek. And that means always growing, like Yehoshua, as he's the one who took on Amalek and prevailed and triumphed. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Afreid of Kampurim, please be careful. Enjoy everything. And I hope you guys will be at the Chagiga tonight. I'm going to try to be there. Yes, a little bit. Afreid of Kampurim. Afreid of Kampurim.